with what I think is going to be a very interesting interview. It's always good to have Chris Peterson on, the athletic director at UALR. For those of you who have not been following the news, there's been some controversy around the UALR baseball program that has recently resulted in the resignation by a guy that's been a longtime zone favorite, Scott Norwood. And a guy that's been a longtime excellent baseball coach, did not win a ton at UALR, did make an NCAA appearance. Some ugly allegations being levied by an as-yet anonymous source. The person has a name attached to it, but as yet I don't know that anyone's been able to have a conversation with this person that's levied the allegations. There is an assistant coach who also said some ugly things about the program on his way out after being let go during the season. I actually sent an email to the person who claims to be called or named as Don Hudson. It came up, we were talking about that with Jim Harris a little bit ago, and it came back as a bad email. Basically came back as could not be confirmed or returned or whatever.
So it was deleted or something.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe I'm blocked. I don't know. Nevertheless, the chancellor has also got involved on the back end of what was a very thorough, in my opinion, investigation by the athletic department. Chris Peterson, though, has come on to talk about the situation there and what is the next move for the athletic department, which will include, I am assuming, in not too distant future, hiring a new baseball coach. Coach Peterson, good to have you on. How are you today, sir?
Well, Justin, thanks for having me on. And, you know, as far as the fact I have a beautiful family and I got my health and I got a lot of great friends, I'm a lucky guy. You know, to start with, concerning what's going on in the workplace, I've had better times. You know, I've had much better times,
sure.
and quite honestly, this has been going on, unfortunately, for a while, of weeding through, you know, the allegations and that are very, you know, unpleasant. And it's not pleasant for my institution. It's not pleasant for the system. It's unfortunately, some things that happen sometimes in real life that you just have to kind of strap it up and deal with it. And I'm very blessed to have, you know, Richard Turner, who's my senior associate athletic director and who went to school at UALR in the 70s and is, you know, Richard's 62 years old, my age, has been here forever. And from an NCAA compliance standpoint, I don't know if there's anybody better. And he is diligently continue to address the ugly allegations and to, you know, to get to the bottom of what was alleged and the non-truths. And in some cases, we have some minor violations that from day one were turned in to the Sun Belt Conference and the NCAA. And Richard's done a fabulous job of keeping the university in the loop and the NCAA in the loop and the Sun Belt Conference in the loop. And, I mean, I applaud him. I mean, he's just in my chair, you know, you unfortunately in your job description, you have a plethora of responsibilities that you're in charge of. And, you know, you got to have great people that do it. And Richard, you know, has been outstanding, and you know, the support of the university through the process, and it's been painful. It's not been pleasant. There's been a whole lot of ugly things said, and like I said, like you had mentioned, and if you see the emails, there's been numerous requests. Like Richard said today, three times we've asked to speak with Mr. Hudson. You know, sit down. Let's tell me about these things. And instead of making these emails, and some emails, as you see, I think one was 1:44 in the morning, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what I'm doing at 1:44 in the morning, but I'm normally not sending out emails. But
there, Coach, there was an assistant coach that was let go.
Yes.
And also, for those of you who are not familiar, there were some ugly allegations. There's also an audio tape mm-hmm. recording of Coach Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much that had to play in with him deciding to step down. But, again, there are some, you know, there's other allegations, again, that include, inappropriate comments. I mean, there's a pretty lengthy list, sexual harassment, coaches drinking with players. Mm-hmm. I know you guys had an investigation that was well underway. Now the chancellor has launched his own investigation, and that is certainly not to say that the athletic department investigation was not thorough or moving in the right direction, because I think everybody would agree if you looked at what's been done that it had been. That's why we hadn't even brought it up until the chancellor, you know, sent this email out. But can you refer to some of those or talk about some of the specifics?
Well, I guess as much as I can really first of all, there was allegations made about Scott from the sexual harassment, I believe, and, you know, some things in the workplace by the assistant coach to human resources. And human resources did an in-depth, investigation and cleared Scott Norwood of that issue. And then and at that time, we had other allegations that come up, and Richard Turner wasn't our investigation of the allegations and the issues that we were dealing with. I mean, Richard Turner was still diligently working on the athletic side of it. That was the human resources side of the institution, and that's where I think there's some confusion of people that are following it in the print media.
Mm-hmm.
The audio is very, very, very unfortunate. It's I can't, and the well-being of our student athletes and the treatment of our student athletes is something that is extremely important to me. As I was a son of a coach, I was a player, I was a coach, I've grown up in this business, I've grown up in a locker room. That being said, the locker room, unfortunately, and I do not say that this is correct, but unfortunately a lot of times the locker room is not a place that's the most correct place. You know, I have tell our student athletes at every orientation about, for example, our cell phone issue, this day and age, and how don't ever let anything get on that cell phone that you don't want your mother or your grandmother or your future employer to see, because.
Or your co-host, Pat.
Yeah, exactly. That can just create, it's once it's out there, it's out there.
Right.
And unfortunately, this was a very emotional moment by Coach Norwood that was put on tape, and it was very unfortunate for all people, everybody involved. It's not a good deal for anybody.
Is it fair to say that you were not aware of this kind of thing going on, at least to this level? Before, or
there's been discussions. There's not gonna, about conduct and, mm-hmm. and language and I as the director of athletics and talk about the proper way. It's a proper way to teach and coach and discuss in 2014 compared to was, for example, in the 60s or 70s.
Right.
Our world's changed a whole lot, and a lot of it for the better.
Coach, I don't want to cut you off, but we only have about a minute left at the top of the hour. I just want to ask, where do you go from here, and what's next, and do you have any kind of timeline for hiring a new coach?
Well, right now the issue being is, we're going to have the independent, investigation, which is deemed necessary, and I totally understand it, and we do everything in our power to cooperate and make sure that is run as smoothly as possible. Right now, I can't tell you who's going to run that. There's several sources that can, and that timeline, I couldn't tell you, but we'd be more than happy when we get farther down that road.
Only about 20 seconds left. Fair to say that investigation will be completed before the hiring process begins?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And
totally
unfortunately,
totally
it takes quite some time to go through all that.
Okay.
So.
Coach, I appreciate the time.
You got it.
Thanks for being up front about all this. You always are good about that, and I know it's not fun, but hopefully you guys can move on quickly from all
this. Well, I appreciate you guys a bunch. You know that. You like family, and I appreciate your support a ton.
All right, Coach.
Later,
appreciate it. That's Chris Peterson, UALR Athletic Director. It is 11:58. Back